Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this brings about a lot of clarity for her in her trials so that she can know your perfect will and obey it. I ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit, okay? And that as you walk in the Holy Spirit, you're going to experience persecution, okay? But then just taking a moment and talking about some Bible prophecy here, okay, with the last kingdom and understanding the type of persecution that's coming on a larger scale because it'll pertain to your trials on a smaller scale, okay? This is Daniel chapter 2. This is where, okay, let me lay down a foundation. Okay, so you have Jerusalem, okay, in the Old Testament. This is supposed to be God's kingdom, okay, but they fall away and get judged, okay? And then once they are led into captivity, okay, now they enter into the pagan world, okay? Even though Jerusalem, okay, wasn't obeying, okay, laws, God's laws and commandments, it still was his kingdom, okay, separate from the rest of the world, okay, but then when it gets judged, okay, and falls, okay, because they are doing all this idolatry, now, okay, the captives in the northern and southern kingdom, okay, the Jews enter into the world, okay, so now they're in Babylon, okay, and some of them are in Assyria also, but mostly the Bible talks, especially with Daniel, Babylon, okay, so they're not in a kingdom anymore, okay, that is subject to God's laws, okay, this is the world's kingdom, and immediately, okay, pretty much shortly thereafter, you have the Lord uses Daniel, the prophet, to explain the outcome at that point for the remainder of the world, okay? The king, King Nebuchadnezzar, has this dream, okay, about this statue, okay? And this is Daniel chapter 2, okay? He calls and doesn't understand. Daniel's able to interpret it, okay? And I'll go ahead and read through this. It says, this is Daniel chapter 2, verse 13. It says, "Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible, and his image, the image's head was of fine gold, fine gold, his breast and his thighs of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, and his feet part of iron and part of clay." Okay? So this statue, and then he goes through and he explains what each part of the statue means, okay? This statue, okay, is an outline, is a timeline, basically, for the remainder of the world until the coming of Christ, okay? Of kingdoms, okay? World kingdoms. Very specifically, world, this world, okay? This world's kingdoms. Remember, the kingdom in Jerusalem was God's kingdom. It was apart. It was separate. There's supposed to be a peculiar people unto him, okay? Now, he's in the world, Daniel, and the Jews also, okay, because of what happened. And he's seeing an outline, okay? God's very faithful, okay? And he's saying, okay, this has been judged. Now we're going to head towards eternity, and I'm going to show you, okay, what's going to happen towards the end of the world, okay, before I come and judge it. And these are the four kingdoms that you're going to see prior, okay? And then the bottom of the feet, and you can read through chapter 2, okay? Get hit with a large rock, destroyed, crumbled, and that's Christ's kingdom, okay? That comes and is eternal, okay? Because this statue is permanent, okay? And then he also explains here, I'll go more into the scriptures again on the next podcast, but I just want to lay down that foundation, okay? So you have an ending, okay, to God's kingdom in a temporal, worldly sense in Jerusalem, okay? And then the Jews enter into the world, and they have an outline of what the world is going to play out like, okay? And then God's going to come back, okay, at the very end, and set up his kingdom, which will be permanent and eternal. I'll leave it there for today.
Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son. I ask all these prayers you send in Jesus' name. Amen.